This is Ozarks at Large. Concerns about the amount of affordable housing in Northwest Arkansas are not new. As the region's population has grown, so have land and home prices. Several organizations, like the Northwest Arkansas Council and the Walton Family Foundation, have been studying the challenges connected to the issue. Last week, the Walton Family Foundation released a report with suggestions for ways to provide for more affordable housing. Meredith Bergstrom is a program officer at the Walton Family Foundation. She says this research, conducted by a research team led by Smart Growth America, stems from the growing understanding that the region simply doesn't have enough places to live that are affordable for many people.
I think we are all coming to the realization, if we hadn't years ago, that despite our region being considered affordable and having a lot of opportunity really in this area, we are not exempt from the housing challenges that are facing everyone across the nation. And in recognition of that, you know, the Walton Family Foundation published this new research that is led by a team of researchers at Smart Growth America, and really just dive into the issues, the challenges, and potential solutions to housing affordability in the region.
There are five main sort of recommendations at the top, and this is one that kind of seems obvious, but is probably easier to say than implement, and that is take a regional approach. Sort of this, I don't know if ignore is the right word, but you know, don't think of municipal boundaries as limits, is what we're seeing there.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think if there is, you know, one recommendation of the many here to highlight, it is this one, that it is going to take, you know, multiple sectors, people working across municipal boundaries, and thinking about a cohesive and comprehensive approach, because this is not a siloed issue. And I think this is where, you know, many of the other recommendations sort of build from, and that we hope that we can, you know, support and catalyze through our work.
So I know that the report has just come out. How can that manifest itself? Do you have to get, you know, people together either virtually or in a room? I mean, you've got to develop this sort of region-wide strategy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the report does go into this a little bit, right? Some of these regional solutions will be implemented through local partnerships or at the local level, but can be made, I think, stronger by regional and cross-sector conversations, right? So that as one community is thinking about these things, they're learning from others and or providing those lessons to others. And I think there are opportunities to explore truly at the regional level. And that can happen, as you mentioned, I think through convenings. We're really happy to support, you know, a couple recent efforts that I think will see this work come to implementation. One of those is the recent establishment of the Workforce Housing Center at the Northwest Arkansas Council. I think our Northwest Arkansas Urban Land Institute chapter is looking towards using some of this research to convene practitioners like city planners and appointed and elected officials so that they can have these conversations across municipal boundaries.
One of the items, of course, affordable housing. Housing is in that term. So you think of the structure where someone can live, sleep, eat, and be with their family. But this report also points out that transportation is a vital tool to making affordable housing more of a reality. How does transportation play into this equation?
Yeah, it's a great question and one that is really important to me. I think it comes through really clearly in this report that we need to balance housing and transportation as we develop solutions to the housing affordability challenge. And the reason is because these are the two highest household costs for the average household in Northwest Arkansas and really across the nation. So a trend that the report identifies is that as our land values have increased so dramatically in the core of our communities, people have had to look further and further out for affordable housing. And what that can sometimes mean is that you're trading one cost for another, right? So you may be able to find affordable housing, but your transportation costs rise. And so we really want to look at these issues in tandem, and we want to ensure that everyone can choose to live close to their employment centers, destinations, and amenities.
Is there a physical challenge as well? I mean, just being able to quickly enough and affordably enough build enough places for people to live?
Absolutely. So, you know, the report goes into this too. And I think, you know, a real challenge is identifying where this housing can be, can either be produced or preserved, right? And so I think there's really both a preservation and production strategy here.
This is a challenge that doesn't get taken care of in a day. And I'm wondering how much just initial awareness and spreading that awareness of this challenge is important to helping solve it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is where, you know, one of the recommendations is focus on education and outreach, right? And I think, you know, this has been an issue that people have a growing awareness of. But in a sense, I think this report is really timely because even since we started talking about these issues, commissioning this research, you know, even since the Our Housing Future report was published in 2019, we've learned so much. And then COVID happened. And then we saw, you know, housing prices continue to rise. The Skyline report that Arvest just produced, you know, really highlights that. And so in many ways, we have to both respond to the sort of immediate urgency, but also take a longer view. And some of these solutions are really complicated. If they were easy, we would have already, you know, figured out a solution. So hopefully this report can add to a body of research and understanding, but also provide actionable policy recommendations that we can take together and move forward.
You mentioned policy. And one of the recommendations is considering zoning reform. What are some examples of some zoning issues that a city or county might have that could, if altered or changed, could help ease the problem of affordable housing?
Yeah. So the report identifies several potential zoning codes for municipalities to look at. And I want to highlight that we have some great examples of this already that the report, you know, builds off of. So one of those is permitting accessory dwelling units. And actually the foundation just supported the Community Development Corporation of Bentonville Bella Vista as they provided a tour of four new units that are built in an accessory dwelling unit typology. These are sometimes called granny flats. It's something that a homeowner can just build in their backyard. That, you know, fits in sort of the traditional context of a neighborhood, but provides new units. And so that's one thing. And many of our communities in Northwest Arkansas have already looked at their zoning code to ensure that those types of units are allowed. Another great example is some work that the city of Springdale has done to provide different zoning in the downtown and in areas where they have identified that there can be more density, right? So we need single family homes. We also need something the report identifies as missing middle housing. This is, you know, we're talking about things like duplexes, quadplexes, you know, things that fit in a neighborhood context and really were built quite a bit in previous decades, but we see much less of today for various reasons.
So in the release that came with the report, it mentions that University of Arkansas Center for Business and Economic Research showed that in 5 years' time, average home prices in Northwest Arkansas increased by more than 44%. Do you have optimism that we can? I mean, because that's a lot of money for people who are moving in or young people starting and trying to find a place to live. That's a formidable challenge.
Yes. I think it's really important for us to understand sort of the depth of the and the quickness with which the situation has changed. I do have a lot of optimism, and here's why. We have incredible folks across the region who are working on this issue, and I think that Northwest Arkansas has proven itself able when we come together to address a lot of really big challenges. So this report can provide a foundation for us to start doing that together on housing affordability. I also think, you know, the Walton Family Foundation is interested in housing affordability because we have an ambitious vision that Northwest Arkansas become one of the most vibrant and inclusive communities in the nation. And that is a bold vision. And in order for it to happen, everyone in our community needs to have access to high quality, well-located and affordable housing. And I think, you know, we are at this pivot point where I think we have the opportunity to get ahead of this issue, and I think we can do it.
One of the challenges to creating more affordable housing can be not in my backyard, right? NIMBYism. And so one of the things I think that the report mentions about education outreach is just explaining to members of, to residents of the region, just what this challenge is.
Absolutely. I think education and outreach are key to this effort. If we don't understand what the challenges are, it's really difficult to develop the right solutions. And as you mentioned, you know, our region is growing tremendously, and we need to provide a suite of housing types that can fit all of the needs of the folks who live here and are moving here, right? So we need single family homes, but we also need, you know, missing middle housing, as we talked about earlier. We need units that are different sizes, right? So that over someone's lifetime, they can easily find housing that fits their needs.
Meredith Bergstrom is a program officer at the Walton Family Foundation. We talked last week about a new study concerning the lack of affordable housing in Northwest Arkansas and suggested ways to ease that problem for the region. The study was led by a research team with Smart Growth America. You can find the report by looking for the related links at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.